Do you feel like you're...
This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on the EWN Podcast Network. You are listening live on Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday morning, October 11th, and we are on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am very excited for the program this morning. It's kind of funny because I knew I'd have technical difficulties. I guess I mentally laid myself open for that one, right? Because for those of you who have been watching any of the promotion for this particular episode, I am doing it tandem with Facebook Live. So for those of you who are listening live on BrainLadySpeaks.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network internet radio platform, if I refer to actually seeing things during the show, it's because I am also doing this program on Facebook Live. And we're trying to juggle the two. So there might be a hiccup or two. So please bear with me. But the main reason why I wanted to do it in this format, was so passionate about doing it in this format and kind of jumping in before I have all my ducks in a row, is because of the topic that we're going to be dealing with. Just in the last couple of months alone, in the United States and in Mexico, really all over the world, the British Virgin Islands, the American Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Cuba was hit. We have all of these areas that have just been hit with tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And a lot of them are natural tragedies, you know, natural disasters. We have the hurricanes. Mexico was hit with the two pretty heavy earthquakes that did a lot of devastation down there. And we have on the Brain Lady Speaks show, we do have listeners all over the world. So we have Australia, New Zealand, and different parts of the of Europe, and of course, all over the United States and Canada. So we're a lot of, no matter where you're living right now, there just seems to be one tragedy after another. And I had something completely different planned for this morning on the Brain Lady Speaks show. We were going to be doing how to survive the holidays with no one getting hurt, talking a lot about the brain personality connection, because that's one of the topics that I speak to so much. And I decided on Monday, we had up here in Nevada County in Northern California, for those of you who are watching the news, or for those of you who are local here in Nevada County, or Northern California, I should say, or California anywhere, you know that Sunday evening, we had a major windstorm come through, some pretty high winds for us for this time of year. We get winter winds that come, but they normally come with a rainstorm as well. This one came completely dry, and we woke up Monday morning to all kinds of warnings about fires going on everywhere in Northern California, and those fires have been devastating. We had two here in Nevada County. One of them is completely contained. The second one, they're still battling. It's only about 30% contained, but they've built the fire breaks, so they think it's going to be okay. Sadly, the greater wine country of Northern California has been hit very, very hard. Good parts of Santa Rosa, I mean, major parts of the actual town of Santa Rosa, not just the outlying mountainous region or foothill region, have been hit so hard by the by the fires and devastation. There have been over, at last count that I had heard, I did not check this morning. So if someone is listening and watching on Facebook Live, go ahead and type it in the comment and update me. But as of last night, there were 15 confirmed deaths, and they're really concerned because there's over 150 people missing at this point in just the Northern California area. And Southern California is being hit by fire horribly as well. The Anaheim Hills are on fire. Thousands of acres are burning down there and causing all kinds of devastation. So when this windstorm, to kind of finish that story, when this windstorm came through with, you know, 60 mile an hour plus winds on Monday or Sunday evening into early Monday morning, it was knocking down trees, which knocked down power lines. And for those of you who know much about California, we don't get rain or any really substantial measurable rain during the summer. And so now everything's dry. There's all kinds of leaves, dead leaves are starting to fall because we're in the fall. And it just sparked off some terrible, terrible fires. So with that in mind, my brain just kind of started spinning on Monday. And I thought, you know what, this is a time. We'll get to the last Wednesday in the month. We're going to do the other topic. But right now, I just felt that it would be a good time to talk about on the Brain Lady Speaks show and here on Facebook Live to discuss the natural emotions that are going on time, that what's natural to feel, but really getting into the brain chemistry and how is that, how are these chemical reactions in your brain causing physical reactions, and how we can deal with those tragedies, how we can help our brain to kind of come back into a healthy equilibrium. What are some steps to go through the healing process? So what I'm going to do on the show today is the first thing we're going to talk about is that neurochemistry. Really what goes on in your brain at that specific time that you are experiencing a tragedy and that emergency type situation. What's happening up here? I even have my little, you know, brain here to use as a reference. And then we're going to move into what are the natural feelings that you're going to be feeling or that people are going to be feeling. So whether you are in the tragedy yourself, or you are a friend that knows somebody, we're going to talk a little bit about after the aftermath, what they're going to be going through, what you're going to be going through, how to work through those emotions, what emotions are perfectly normal and not suppressing them. And then if you're there to help for those who have friends, you know, how they can help and what are some of those steps to emotionally kind of deal with that. I do want to emphasize, and I can't emphasize this enough at this point, if you are experiencing as a result of any of the tragedies here in California, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, the Virgin Islands, all of the islands in that section of the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, all of these areas, Mexico, I could just go on, right? If you are going through any of these emotions and the depression or those stresses are getting really, really serious, I'm going to give you some tips, but I want to encourage you to speak with a health professional. This is really important. Anything that I give you here on this platform it's really just it's a help. It's a help. But if it's really serious, please seek professional help of being able to reach out to a health professional and get some, and sometimes it's actual medication help. There's nothing wrong with that. Do not feel guilty for that, okay? If you need to make that reach out, please do so. And I know that the communities are coming together and there's lots of resources within the community. So with that in mind, keep that in mind as we go through the program today. What I want to encourage everybody to do, I want this to be as interactive as possible. So there's two ways that you can get a hold of me. One, text me. I have my phone right here. The text screen is up. Let me see. I think it's up. Yep, it's up. So I don't know if you can see that. The text screen is up and ready to take texts. So the text number, whether you're listening live at the Brain Lady Speaks on the internet radio show platform, or you're here Facebook Live on Facebook, you can text me. It obviously is going to be difficult to take a phone call. So text me at 530-913-4407. And you know what? Let me type that into the bar, 4407. And anyone can feel free to text me on that. That is my business line. So those of you who are out there go, don't put your number out there. It's my business line. It's okay. Those who are listening live, you can text me as well at that number, 530-913-4407. Text me at that and I will try to comment, input. Maybe you are there in the middle of a situation right now and you just want to share that. You should go ahead and do a text, or you can type in if you are listening or watching in on Brain Ladies or on the Facebook page, then go ahead and type in the comments what a question or a comment or feedback or anything that you would like to share. Okay, with that in mind, let's dig into this. The brain, our beautiful, beautiful brain. As you know, I'm a bit of a brain geek, right? I love the brain. I actually have several brain models, and the best brain model is packed for a show, for a presentation that I'm doing. So I didn't have that on my desk today. But this is a great little brain model because it actually comes completely apart. You know, the prefrontal cortex comes out and you can see the inner workings here of the brain. And this is really the part of the brain that I want to focus on for just a couple of minutes, because when you are in a situation of emergency, high stress, it is this section of the brain. It is down here. It's not in the thinking portion, okay? It's not in the thinking portion. It's not in our cognitive thought. It's down here in the action portion of the brain. Some experts, sometimes you'll hear it referred to as the reptilian portion of the brain for a various different, you know, different reasons. This is a section of the brain that kicks into gear whenever there is an emergency situation. So let's use the shooting that took place in Las Vegas. At the very nanosecond that portion of the brain, the amygdala, by the way, is what I'm referring to, the specific portion. At that moment, when the amygdala goes, okay, there's something dangerous going on here, whether it's the shooting or it's getting a phone call from the fire department saying you have to evacuate right now because the fire is moving towards you, it kicks into gear, instantly kicks into gear. And this is the survival mechanism, and it's designed beautifully. What it does in that very moment, and keep in mind that the action portion of the brain moves about 80,000 times faster than your thinking portion. So all of this is taking place before your brain can really even register what's happening, okay? So it absorbs all, steals all of the oxygen that it possibly can at that moment from the cognitive portion of the brain, sucks it down so that it can function at its peak. It shuts down any non, and this is an important thing that I really want you to remember. And if you're a fan of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, you've probably heard me discuss this before. But it at that moment, it shuts down the non-essential life-sustaining systems in the body, which means that it shuts down the immune system. Because in that second, to flee to a safe spot, you don't need your immune system. It shuts down your digestive system because, again, in that second, to flee to a safe spot, you don't need your digestive system. So those systems get put down. They get shut down so that the amygdala can have all the extra energy that it needs in that moment to be able to move forward and take care of what needs to be taken care of. It now flushes the body with something called glucocorticoids, and those are things like adrenaline. It kicks in the adrenal system. It is cortisol. It is all of these different hormones and whatnot that now give the body, literally give the muscular system in your body, your cardiovascular system, all that extra energy that it just took away from your digestive system and your immune system. And you're able to move faster. You don't necessarily think better because it took all the oxygen, right? But you're able to move faster and get into a place of safety. And that is what that is why you can run faster than you've ever ran before. You can, collect your things better than you ever have before and get out of that dangerous situation. It saves your life. It's what it's designed to do. And that's a very important function of the action portion of the amygdala in your brain. This is that section of the brain that's responsible for the fight and flight and the conserve or withdraw responses in the brain. So it's very important to keep in mind what is taking place in that moment, because it is important. It is what saves you. But here's the kicker. Your subconscious does not know this section of the brain, because it's not in the thinking portion. It's not up here. Remember, it's down inside. It doesn't know the difference between an emotional stress and a real stress. All right. So here's where managing your emotions that take place after the tragedy is so important to help your brain to bounce back, to help your body to bounce back. Because remember what I said, at this point, your immune system just went on a spritz. It just stopped. It's like, it's not functioning very well. Literally, they have shown through scientific measurements that your white blood cell count reduces, because the immune system is not important in that exact moment to save your life. You get all of those. Now, there's about a million plus neurons, million or more. There's more than a million neurons in your gut, in your digestive system. So when this whole thing takes place, that's why when you get nervous, when you get anxious, you kind of get these feelings in your stomach, the butterflies in your stomach, because of that neural connection between the brain and the gut, a whole nother program, right? But that's why you get that feeling, and it upsets the digestive system, and the digestive juices are not being produced as well the way that they're supposed to be being produced, due to that fact that they've been shut down because the amygdala has taken control over the brain. Being in that moment, that's a great thing, but it's that aftermath, right? And that's what we're going to focus the rest of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on today, and the rest of this Facebook Live. We are going to really talk about, we're going to go to a commercial here in a moment. Sorry for the Facebook Live people. We'll be taking these little breaks due to my contract. But we'll be discussing what are some of the things that you're going to be feeling and why it is natural to feel that way. And what are the specific steps that you can go through to get help? I have my reference material here. Let me show you. Lots of material here, believe it or not. Lots of scientific backing to the information that I'm going to be sharing with you and how it's going to help you to kind of move forward. Before we go to the break, I want to give you the first piece of information that I want you to have in terms of dealing with the aftermath, and that is, do not suppress your emotions. This is so important. Do not suppress. A brain that suppresses becomes a mess, okay? Oftentimes, we want to be strong, right? When we go through a tragedy, our first reaction half the time is, well, I've got to be strong. I've got to be strong for my family. I've got to be strong for the community. I've got to be strong for my neighbors. I've got to be strong. And so we sometimes tend to suppress that. And in that moment of escape, okay, you do what you need to do to get out of that situation. But allow yourself to feel all of the emotions that you need to feel when you are in this moment, when you are going through, or when you are going through the aftermath and the healing process. You will heal so much better and so much faster. And this applies to anything. This doesn't just simply apply to your, dealing with an immediate tragedy. It could be dealing with a illness in the family. It could be dealing with divorce, could be dealing with all kinds of things. Okay, I'm hearing the tunes, which means that I need to go to my first break. So hang on there.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at EWNPodcastNetwork.com. Calling all speakers, eWomen Network has speaking engagements all over North America that must be filled. Are you a gifted messenger, author, expert, or successful entrepreneur that can help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? Our mission is to help 1 million fulfilled women each achieve $1 million in annual revenue. If you're a speaker that can help women prosper, go to eWomenNetwork.com and sign up as a pro member of our Speakers Network. That's eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And here on Facebook Live, on Just My Julie Anderson page. I will be sharing the live video on my business page later. So if you are watching this from the business page in a replay, not in the live, I apologize for not having it on the pages that I promoted it for. We're still working through these technical difficulties. You are back on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, whether you are listening on the internet connection of brainladyspeaks.com or you are listening on Facebook Live. We are talking about dealing with the aftermath and how to bounce back after tragedy. And right before I went to the break, I was talking about the first step in this bounce back system or this bounce back process is to allow yourself to feel. The brain that suppresses becomes a mess. So don't suppress it. There are going to be a lot of emotions that you're going that a person who goes through tragedy is experiencing. And those emotions are a wide variety. There's going to be fear. There's going to be anger. There's going to be all kinds of different emotions. And some of them, if you haven't experienced a major event, life event like this ever before, you may not, they may be completely, completely foreign to you. And if that is the case, then allow yourself to experience them. Allow yourself to feel them. One of the really good things that you can do in the beginning is first and foremost is to really become part of it, to talk it out. That's going to be your step number two. So allow yourself to go through the emotions, to feel the emotions. Do not be critical of yourself for feeling them. You may even be one of those in the fire who let the house next to you burn down and yours is still standing. And there's something called survivor's guilt. It happens. When my son was born premature and the first few days were very touch and go. We didn't know if he was going to survive or not. And then he began to slowly improve. And we had that light at the end of the tunnel. We had this happy feeling that he was going to make it. Well, in the NICU, in the ICU there for neonatal unit, there was another baby that was doing just the opposite. Sadly, there was no brain function. It was on life support. And even the nurse that was caring for him broke down several times that I saw as she was caring for him, because the outlook was very bleak. They knew that they would lose him within the next, you know, short period of time, month or two. And so I had this survivor's guilt. I was like, I felt guilty. I was so happy and I was so relieved that my son was going to make it. And yet just two or three beds away from me was a baby that wasn't going to. And I would often witness, you know, the emotions of sadness that the parents were feeling, obviously. And I did. I felt a little bit of survivor's guilt. And that's something that is natural. That happens. It's not something to, run away from. Allow yourself to experience it. Don't suppress it. Allow yourself to experience it. So first step, allow yourself to feel the emotions. Do not suppress them. Second step is to reach out. Talk it out. Talk to a friend. Someone that you know is going to be a secure, safe place for you. And if you are that friend, there's a great quote. I found this from Rick Warren. He made the comment. He said, in deep pain, people don't need logic, advice, encouragement, or even scripture. They just need you to show up and shut up. So if you are that person who has the friend who's experienced tragedy, just be there for them. Just let them talk about their emotions, talk about their feelings, assure them that it's okay for them to be feeling this. If you are the individual who experienced the tragedy, that's the friend you want to reach out to. That's the family member you want to reach out to. That's the neighbor you want to reach out to. The one that will just simply let you talk. Let you get it out, because all of these emotions that you're feeling are this natural progression of going through the healing steps. And if you're suppressing them, you're not allowing yourself to go through the healing steps, they will stay with you for a much longer period of time. But when you're expressing them to someone, you're getting it out. You're just talking it out. It's what I call brain dumping. And it's very healthy and it's very important for you to do. So just find that person that you can express with. You may join, in a lot of cases when there is a tragedy, you may join a local support group, perhaps that has been set up or established within the community. There's almost always a counseling center or programs that are set up. Reach out to them. You know what? I teach a lot on the brain personality connection, right? That's what people know me as. It's the brain lady. It's that, you know, that brain personality connection and all the stuff about relationships. But where I started 22 years ago was studying psychoneuroimmunology. And the book that had such a huge impact that really turned me into a brain geek, right, was Head First by Norman Cousins. And in this book, he talked a lot about that. Their focus in the book was a lot of research that was being done on cancer patients and those with the best survival rates, and what were the things that they were doing that made this made them succeed better than others. And one of the key factors was being part of a support group. The patients that were part of these support groups had a much higher rate of success, and they responded quicker to the treatment. So there's something that the brain loves about being able to talk it out, about being able to just be in like-minded groups, people that understand your pain. They did another, such an amazing, very fascinating study that they did out of, it was Stanford or Berkeley. It was the Bay Area of California. And it was dealing with parents, primarily moms, who had to care for severely developmentally disabled children, and the study was actually on telomeres. The telomeres are at the end of your DNA strand in your cells, and as they age, we age. That's what causes, you know, these beautiful little wrinkles, the thinning of the hair. it's what causes the breakdown in the body and the aging process. These women who were under chronic stress, this is another reason why you've got to go through the steps and help your brain bounce back. Those moms who were under chronic stress, very rapid decline in their telomeres. And what that causes is premature aging. They were actually aging at not just twice the rate. Their DNA strands were aging at like six times the rate, six times faster than the average person. Incredible effect on not just your happiness, but literally on your physical health, this chronic stress. And remember, I said earlier that the brain does not know the difference between real stress in that moment of having to flee the shooter or flee the burning flames and the emotional stress that comes in the aftermath. So the feeling of those emotions, it just keeps resonating in your brain if you're not expressing it out. And you're constantly telling that amygdala, go into overdrive, shut down the immune system, shut down the digestive system, kick out cortisol, kick out glucocorticoids, and just do all this hazard work, this hazard to your body, and literally cause a premature aging of cells in the body. So very, very interesting information coming out of that study. What they found was when they took these women together and they put them in support groups, they were able to, their bodies produced a lot more telomerase. Telomerase helps to build a cushion around the edges of the telomeres and stops that premature aging. So that's the technical science behind the reason why it's good to talk it out and to be part of a support group. Because you're literally helping your cells, your body on a cellular basis, deal with these emotions that you're naturally going to go through. So talk it out. Talk it out. Get it. Join that group. Become part of that community and like-minded people who have experienced the same thing and deal with it. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if it is a serious depression that begins to overtake you, or a serious fear of moving into, you know, being out in public, you find yourself drawing incredibly introverted, then you need to really seek professional help. So move beyond just what you're hearing on the program today. All right, so talk it out. Another good thing to do is to do something active. Get actively involved. I have a program called Change Your Mind, and it's Habits for a Healthier Mindset and Life. And one of those steps to just be happier is to get involved and volunteer. They've actually been able to measure positive changes in your brain chemistry and then in turn your immune system and your health and happiness when you are doing volunteer work, when you are doing things that make your heart feel good. So at times like these in tragedy, that aftermath, there's always a lot of work that needs to be done, right? So get involved in that rebuilding work. Get involved actively within your community to help everyone move forward, to volunteer, and you get this giving, and there truly is more happiness in giving. You are telling your brain you're producing very positive chemical reactions within your brain, and that's going to help you. You're going to feel the light at the end of the tunnel. You're going to feel just the release of those endorphins in your brain. And you're going to start going to bed every night feeling good about yourself. And it's going to kind of take all the focus off of what you're experiencing in your own loss and help you to rebuild. So it becomes very, very community. It becomes very supportive and it helps your brain. It really helps your brain because one of the big keys that you're going to want to be doing to help your brain bounce back after tragedy and stop it, keep it from being in this vicious cycle of fight and flight and the amygdala taking over all the time. One of the things the biggest thing that you want to do is you want to switch that neurochemistry, right? You want to create and do everything that you can to create endorphins, to raise the levels, the feel good the feel-good neurotransmitters in your brain. So being a part of volunteering, that is one of the ways to do that. Another way to do that is to not be so tough on yourself and just take time, get outside and breathe. You're going to do three things. You're going to walk, you're going to in natural spaces, you're going to breathe, and you're going to get sunlight. Interesting. Let me see if I can find the study really quick on this. I have it in my paperwork. Let me see here. Get some sunlight. You're going to want to do several things. You're going to want to eat, watch your diet, because you most likely will be grabbing for the easy things because your life is kind of turned upside down. But your brain needs healthy input. Your brain needs sleep. Your brain needs good sleep. So try to get good sleep. Your brain's probably going to need extra sleep. Go ahead, give into it. Allow yourself that. This is the time. Follow the lead of your brain. If you're tired, sleep. If you're hungry, eat something healthy. Getting some sun. I want to read this to you. The Baker Heart Institute in Melbourne found that levels of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that regulates appetite, sleep, and memory, it goes down when a person does not get enough sun. So in the broader picture, you know, this applies to people who work in offices. This applies to individuals who live in areas of the world where during the winter there's not enough sun. It applies to a lot of different things. But if your tendency when you are under a lot of stress is to lock yourself indoors, and that's about the worst thing that you can do for your brain. You want to be able to get out and get the exercise, because exercise creates endorphins. You've heard me say this before. If you're a follower of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, that one of my absolute favorite quotes comes from Elle Woods in the movie Legally Blonde. And she says, exercise creates endorphins. Endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't shoot their husbands. And even though it was this comedy movie, the pure scientific research that is behind that is huge. So getting out, and if you're going for a walk, they've also done studies about going for a walk in natural places versus going through a walk in the concrete jungle. Your brain responds much better to the natural space. So you're going to want to get out in the natural space. You're going to want to get the sun. Like I said, the Baker Heart Institute did this study and found that the serotonin levels were much lower for individuals that were not getting enough sunlight. Their moods, and this affected the participants' moods, and it definitely had a correlation to how much sun exposure they got every given day. The more sunlight meant better moods. Less sunlight led to symptoms of depression. And the brain chemistry reason is because of these serotonin levels. So getting out, getting exercise, and making it an exercise that you can combine, you know, healthy breathing and the natural spaces is going to be the best. So get out. Another thing might be, you know, planting a garden, getting out and working in the dirt. Very interesting. Let's see if I can find this study here in front of me. I love this one. This was just crazy to me. There is a bacterium. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. There is a bacterium that is found in the soil. And I have it here. I just don't have it right in front of me. It's in one of this stack of paper. You saw the stack of paper I was in. It is a bacterium that's in the dirt, and it literally creates endorphins in your brain. Okay? It creates endorphins in your brain when it absorbs through your hand. So don't wear gloves. Get out and play in the dirt. Do some gardening. Get your hands in the dirt. Get dirty. That's going to make you feel good. And at the same time, too, you're going to be, working at rebuilding the area that you are perhaps around your house, or if you were in a natural disaster, if you weren't in a natural disaster, whatever that tragedy is, you know, going out and gardening, taking a gardening class, that's going to put you with people. It's going to be great. It'll be very healthy for your brain. All right, we are getting ready to go to our next commercial break. I can't believe how fast these always go here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed or repurposed as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on the EWN Podcast Network, broadcasting this beautiful Wednesday morning, Tandem, live on Facebook. So you'll hear me make some references on both sides. And thank you very much for joining. We are talking about the topic of dealing with the aftermath and how to help your brain bounce back after tragedy, because that's going to help your emotions bounce back after tragedy. And if you work in sync with your brain, you're going to feel better and you're going to be able to get past the devastation. The first tip that I put out there was absolutely allow yourself to feel the emotion. Very, very important. Cannot emphasize that enough. We talked a little bit about getting outside before the break, getting your hands in the dirt, getting exercise, breathing, getting enough sleep, making sure that you're eating healthy. When we're under stress, our brain doesn't want to have to think about healthy eating. Our brain wants to just simply grab whatever's easiest to grab. And that's oftentimes the worst thing that you can do. So watch your diet, get out, become part of a support group, get out and help the community. These are all things that are going to help your brain develop those positive neurotransmitters. And don't beat yourself up for backstepping, if you will. And I use that term loosely. It's not backstepping, it's just the brain processing. It's natural, it's normal. So allow yourself again to do that. Be sure that so what I mean by this is that, you know, it may be a month after the tragedy has passed and all of a sudden you just get hit with this wave of deep emotion and depression. That's okay. That, again, this is normal. And there's no set scale. There's no, you know, way that you can say, well, you know, by 1 month you should be feeling this, and by 6 months you should be feeling this, and by 1 year you should be completely over it, depending on the scale of the tragedy, right? No, there's no every brain. One of the things that I love about understanding the brain personality connection is that every brain is so unique. Okay. Every brain is tremendously unique. So there's not, you can't equate your progress with someone else's progress. Their brain may be wired differently. Their amygdala may be responding completely differently than yours did. So it's very important to understand that you don't do that comparison thing, that you make sure that you just go through what you need to go through when you need to go through it. And if you have those moments 2 months after, 6 months after, a year after, 2 years after, go back through these basic steps again. Allow yourself to feel it. Talk to someone about it, get out, volunteer, get the exercise, get the sleep, pay attention to what's going on in your life that you can make adjustments to increase the positive endorphins in your brain or the positive chemistry in your brain. All right. So that kind of brings us up to speed. One of the things that I really want, this is very, very high on my to-do list of the habits for a healthy mindset and life is to laugh as much as you can. There is a recent study. Let me see if I can pull this up. A recent study, and the study came out of Loma Linda University. And what this study discussed was the connection. It was, they were actually doing an aging connection. So how laughter affected the aging brain of participants in the particular study that they were doing. But what they found in the study, again, it was came out of Loma Linda University, Dr. Mark Reeves and Dr. Lee S. Burke. These were individuals that were part of this particular study. And they found that, again, they were talking about aging, but what they found was what laughter did for the brain. And it said that the basic results was that learning ability for the group that was doing this laughter therapy for 20 minutes a day found that their learning ability improved by almost 40% in the humor groups. Delayed recall was improved by 43%. So lots of different, I don't want to get into all of this, but the conclusion of the study, the base of the study, was that humor has clinical benefits and rehabilitative implications. And that's the main thing that I really wanted to emphasize. So I'm going to repeat that. The study's findings suggest that humor can have clinical benefits and rehabilitative implications and can be implemented in programs that support basically the brain. That's what it comes down to. Find the humor. Now, obviously, and I'm not trying to insinuate this at all, but obviously when there is a tragedy, finding the humor is, I'm not saying try to find the humor in the tragedy itself. That's not what I'm implying. Rather, what I am implying is that you do things, you become proactive about doing things. I think there's some other studies here I wanted to share with you on that topic. You do things that are proactive that help to adjust your brain chemistry. And one of those things is laughter. Another study was by psychologist Herbert Lefcourt of the University of Waterloo and Rod Martin, PhD at the University of Western Ontario, found that stressed out individuals who have a strong sense of humor become less depressed and anxious than those whose sense of humor is less well developed. Laughter, in effect, at any age, research conducted at the Westchester University in Pennsylvania found that students who used humor as a coping mechanism were more likely to be in a positive mood. Then a study at the Albert Einstein Medical Center in Bronx, New York, studied depressed and suicidal senior citizens. The participants that recovered were more likely those who demonstrated a sense of humor. So this is why lots of additional research. Research is long. Dr. Dillon at the Western New England College measured this salivary immunoglobulin A in the saliva, had them watch, had the subjects watch 30 minutes of humorous tapes. This is one of my favorite studies. You've heard me list it before. When they were finished across the board, there was an increase in the salivary immunoglobulin just simply from 30 minutes of laughter. The Loma Linda University, again, Dr. Lee S. Burke, said that it studied effects on laughter and hormone levels, good and bad, in the body. He measured the changes in several different components in his test subjects before and after they watched humorous films. He found that there was significant increases in spontaneous immune cell proliferation, and the added plus, he said, was not only that there was an increase in the good cells, but there was a notable decrease in cortisol. Now, remember what I said about the brain and cortisol and stress and the amygdala. That is one of those hormones that when the amygdala kicks into gear, it flushes into the body is cortisol. And cortisol has a lot of negative effects in the body. It's an immune suppressing effect. It also, they've done studies where they've shown that it leads to it limits your cardiovascular health. And the studies go on and on when it comes to laughter. But I really, really, really wanted to highlight that as something that you can incorporate. If you are not naturally one of those people that finds humor in everything, then just take time every day, the same way that you're taking time to get out and go for a walk, to breathe, to meditate, to take time to laugh. You will find me, I actually have to limit myself, put a little timer on there, because you will find me sometimes, just sitting in front of YouTube and watching hilarious YouTube videos. I especially love the old comedies, you know, the Carol Burnett Show, different older, you know, some of those older things, the older YouTube videos of comedies that are just absolutely hilarious. You can even just simply watch somebody laughing. It's real interesting what happens in the brain. And watch, type in children laughing or babies laughing. It's so contagious, right? Type it in and it'll make you start laughing. So every time you're laughing, you are increasing or changing this endorphin or increasing in your endorphins and changing the neurochemistry. And that's going to help you in dealing or getting your brain to bounce back. The more positive neurochemistry that you can put in your brain by these different steps that we've talked about today, the easier your bounce back, the faster your bounce back is going to be. And like I said earlier, the great thing about it is it's something that you can do if you get depressed 3 months in the future, 6 months in the future, a year in the future, 5 years in the future, it doesn't matter. These are all steps that you can put into application. Let's see, we've got about 7 more minutes. What are some of the ones that I really think? Recalling the good times. Here's another tip. Recalling the good times. It's really interesting what happens chemically in the brain when you recall a positive event. So think back about what was one of the most good feeling, happy times in your life. Was it when your children was born? Was it your marriage? Was it this great vacation that you took to this great location? Actually sit and meditate on the details of that event, recalling the details of the event. When you do that and they're scanning the brain, they find that recalling the event creates a very similar, sometimes almost identical brain reaction and chemical reaction as when you experienced it in the first place, right? So recalling the good times, thinking back, if you're just waking up and you're overwhelmed, take a deep breath and just think about something beautiful that happened in the last year, or maybe it was 10 years ago. Walk through every single detail, and what that's going to do is it's going to activate positive chemistry in your brain. And all of this is going to help with that bounce back. So recalling the good time is another really, really, really positive step. Let me look and see if there's any last really good run thing. That I want to share with you. I had so many here, but you know how it goes. We run out of time so quickly. I think those are the main ones. I'm going to kind of recap those. So first, allow yourself to feel it. Go through their emotions. A brain that suppresses is a mess. Don't do that. Allow yourself to feel the emotions of the moment. It's okay. And if it happens in the future, months in the future, that's okay. Your brain is just going through another healing step. Allow yourself to feel it. Reach out to people, whether it is becoming part of a support group or calling that best friend or that family member that is just going to sit and listen and not be judgmental. That's your probably your best thing that you can do right away, because what this does is it helps you to express those emotions that you're feeling and not suppress them. Joining a community, getting involved in a volunteer work. After tragedies, there's always volunteer work that can be done. Get involved in that. That changes the brain chemistry for the positive. Getting out, watching your sleep, your diet, your physical activity. Get out and walk. Get some sun. We talked about some of the research that's being done. And you can kind of do all of those steps in one. Go for a nature walk. Breathe deep while you're out in nature. Get that fresh air. Don't do it right now in California because of the fires, obviously. But once that clears, we'll still have amazing places to go see. Get out and do that. That is going to be amazing for your body. Tickle your funny bone. Laugh as much as you can, as often as you can. Make it a habit every day that at some point in your day, you're taking 20 minutes to just laugh. Just watch the funniest thing that you can watch, your favorite sitcom, whatever it is that's really going to make you feel good and laugh. All right. So those are the main points that I recall the good times. Those are the main points. If you do these things, it's going to help your brain regain kind of an equilibrium and bounce back from the tragedy that you went through. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Hopefully those listening to this live are finding some tidbits that they think, hey, you know what? I can do this. Or those who are listening later on. Of course, this recording on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show is available to download on your, you know, as a podcast and listen to in the future. And you can, you know, repeat and write down those steps and take notes. If you want additional information, I'm running out of time on the program. We have about 2 minutes left. If you want some additional information, please reach out to me on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show page. So at brainladyspeaks.com, you'll find for this particular show, Dealing with the Aftermath, How to Help Your Brain Bounce Back After Tragedy. You will find all of the ways that you can connect with me. So reach out to me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Brain Lady on Twitter, Brain Lady Julie on LinkedIn and on Instagram. Of course, Purple Brain Lady here on Facebook or Your Best Mind Online on Facebook. If you want to talk to me personally or try to set up a time to talk, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. And I will, I'll put that in the comments box on the live page, but it is on the page, on the show page on brainladyspeaks.com. So, thank you. Oh, see, there you heard it. So I gotta shut this down. Thank you so very much for listening to us today on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show and on Facebook Live. Hopefully it provided you with some little tips and tricks about how to regain that balance and bounce back. So until next week, please
thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.